Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Four Wheel Parts, and the Unser Racing Museum. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here is your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motor specs activities around the state and on the national scene, whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine. We'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Hey, coming up, we caught up with Federal Express number 11 driver for Joe Gibbs Racing, Denny Hamlin. We talked a little bit about the contact last week at Martinsville. Drivers canceled the 2019 rules. You want to definitely stay tuned and check that out. Lewis Hamilton secured his fifth Formula One championship in Mexico. And Tom McKeon, who is now a producer with SportsCenter, is going to join us in just a little bit to talk about that. RJ Lee's going to be what's going on here in just a minute. And of course, we're going to catch up with Spencer Hill and figure out where Spencer is this weekend. But good morning, RJ. How's it going?
Doing great, Dave. And what's going on?
you getting all set up for the Thanksgiving holidays?
In a way, yeah. Planning everything out, making sure, you know, people are coming in from out of town, kids are ready, you know, obviously food.
It's shocking that it's the 3rd of November.
Crazy, I know. I mean, with school semester, I always think of it by the weeks, and I'm like, it's almost week 12, and I'm just like, no way.
Wow, it's really cranking on. But we do still have some stuff going on in the event calendar, so why don't we jump on into the Unser Racing Museum event calendar.
Perfect. So we're going to stick with our local events. So at Albuquerque Dragway, so this weekend's going to be on Sunday, November 4th. It's going to be their Yearwood Performance Street to Strip. Followed by next Saturday, so Saturday, November 10th, it's their actually last one this season. So you know everything's kind of coming to a close for their Street to Strip with the 10.5 index race. And followed by a big event that's going to be Sunday on November 11th, which is the King of the Track.
Absolutely. So that is the final race of the season, points-paying race, and that's on 11-11. So, I mean, you know, that's got to be lucky. I have no idea why. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw it out. Hey, coincidence, the driver of the number 11 is coming up later in the show.
That's why it's lucky.
It's all coming together now. It's a final points race, and their worst result out of the season could be throwout. So it's 11 races, but only 10 will count. And I tell you, it's a long season from March. That's right. The first race is in mid-March through November. So basically, that's a minimum of one race a month. And right now, of course, Lloyd Salverson leads the McKinney Motorsports Super Pro. Ron Rios, the new Signs and Graphics Pro. The Seduction Sportsman, Ken Lukash, and the Torco Race Fuels Junior Dragsters, Brianna Bogle. So it's going to be a great season there. And, of course, anytime we talk about drag racing, we talk about Yearwood Performance, 50 years, man. And it was great. We were out at the track a couple of weeks ago and able to participate and get some cake at the drag strip. I mean, nothing better than that. Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been your home for go-fast parts, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street knowledge of what to use and how to use it. I mean, it doesn't matter what they got. 10 grades of Torco racing fuel. I guess, even though I was on the way out this morning listening, they were talking NASCAR, and they were talking about how they know how much gas is in there, and, I mean, they figure it out, how many seconds it takes to put in there. So pretty serious making sure that you've got everything you need to be successful. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop, Yearwood Performance, 341 Eubank, or on the west side here, 9674 Eagle Ranch Road. Check them out online, yearwoodperformance.com. What's going on out at Sandia? Are they closed up for the season?
No, not yet. We actually have almost for the whole month of November, we have great events going on. But for this weekend, so November 3rd and 4th, Sandia is actually hosting the Winter Series by the SARA, or the Sandia Auto Racing Association. Gates are going to open at 8, but the events are going to be from 11 to 4 p.m. on both days. So great racing, great time to kind of start the close of the season, followed by next week, which is the PCA Autocross or the Porsche Club, I was told.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, Porsche Club. But likewise, I mean, even with the Winter Series, if you're wanting to come out and learn about road racing, they do have an opportunity for you to come out that. Otherwise, it's just kind of a place for the guys to go play. Once a month, they'll go out to the track, run on the road course. The Miatas, a lot of times, will run their own group, and there's also a group of carts. So they set it up to where they can run different courses. But you want to check it out, racesandia.com. It's got all your information on that. And, you know, if you're thinking about in the off-season and you want to get your four-wheel truck ready to go, or looking to maybe get a new career in 2019, Four Wheel Parts, your truck and Jeep accessory superstore, is now hiring mechanics. Four Wheel Parts needs professionals, ASE-certified mechanics, to meet their increased demand. With 60 years of installing the best off-road equipment accessories, you can join Team Four Wheel Parts. 92 stores nationwide in the industry leader. Apply in person over at 2445 Manal. That's east of I-25. Check them out, Four Wheel Parts Albuquerque, or call them at 505-883-0338. That's 883-0338. Hashtag life is better off-road. Speaking of off-road, do we got anything else going on out as far as motocross?
That's what I love about being out here. There's no matter what, you can always kind of find something just because of our climate. So I thought, you know, San Diego would be over. Their main race series was kind of ended. But no, the Moriarty AX race series, it's their last rounds coming out round 5 and 6 of the arena cross season. So the 5th round is going to be taking place today with practices starting at 8. And it's the same time actually for round 6, which will be on Sunday. So races start at 11, and come out and join them for the close of the AX series.
Well, and I think what's cool is this is it's basically arena cross, and they do it outdoors. So, of course, in the winter, it's when the arena cross series takes over. It's beautiful outside. Sun's out right now. Any car shows you can go check out this weekend?
Oh, there's a few, almost seems like every time, which is great to hear. So yeah. November 3rd, it's the Feed New Mexico Kids Car Show and Lunch. It's sponsored by the Philip and Sons Hot Rod Service, which is on 4th Street or 4101 4th Street Northwest in Albuquerque. The meet's going to be from 9 to 11, with all the proceeds going to, you know, New Mexico and APS Kids Thanksgiving dinners with donations, everything. Then they're going to have a lunch afterwards at 11:30, where you could get, like, tickets, kind of like a raffle for the event, with the raffle drawing at 2, and it's pretty much going to be all day until 3 o'clock. So
that's pretty cool. That's going on today. Anything else going on around town?
Yeah, so I was a little confused. I saw that VHS, or, you know, I thought originally Valley High School, but that's
I thought
Valencia.
The same.
Oh, it happens.
I thought
all
the
time.
Same.
But Valencia, so if you're near the Las Lunas area, it's going to be their first annual Varsity Cheers Booster fundraiser and car show. So that's going to be 230 Nelson Lane in Las Lunas. So it's free to spectators, and it's going to be 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. So go support your high schools and, you know, enjoy some cars while you're at it.
Absolutely. And, of course, the Al Cafe going on right now, it's their cars and coffee till 10:30. They got hot coffee and donuts, and I almost wanted to say coffee and hot donuts, you know, but all car enthusiasts can check it out. Also want to let people know to mark their calendars 2 weeks from today. Jimmy Glover is going to be hosting a motorcycle swap meet. That's right. It's going to be all focused on motorcycles. So if you're into that two-wheel deal, we'll have more information, including, I think we're going to have Jimmy on next week that's going to talk about it. It'll be on Yale, and it'll be just north of Cesar Chavez. So we'll have more information for you on that as it's leading up to it. But if you're into motorcycles, man, you're going to have your own swap meet. You don't have to deal with a four-wheel, you know, and all of us guys that like doors.
Or car required, people, truck people, no.
Or are required by our wives, actually, to have doors. So what's going on as far as pro drag racing?
Yeah, so we got a few kind of events. So on November, so next weekend, so I love they always have like a three-day event. So the 8th through 11th for NHRA, it's the Auto Club Raceway. It's their finals.
Yeah, so, absolutely. And so last week, Steve Torrance won his first Top Fuel season champion. So he's already a champion going into that finale at the Toyota Nationals for his 5th straight victory and 10th of the season. Torrance beat Leah Pritchard in a final with a 3.751 second run at 3:26.32 in the fifth of the six playoff events for the Mellow Yellow Countdown. J.R. Todd won the funny car, Bo Butner in Pro Stock, Hector Arena Jr. in Pro Stock Motorcycle. Todd powered to his fifth victory of the year, topping Matt Hagan with a 3.921 at 3:18.39. Butner raced to his second Pro Stock win of the year, beating Erica Enders 6.657 at 2:07. Arena took his third victory of the season, edging Eddie Craig with a 6.885 at 1:93.35. And like you said, the season will end next weekend at the Auto Club Nationals in the finals at Panoma, California. What do we got coming up, Formula One?
Yeah, so Formula One, so it's going to be on Sunday, November 11th, which is their Brazilian Grand Prix.
Brazilian.
It's going to be on ABC at the track, the Autodromo José Carlos Pace, which is going to be at 10 a.m. out in on ABC.
Easy for you to say.
Try.
All right, so that's our opening segment. Hang on, because on the next side, we're going to be joined by producer for SportsCenter and Formula One phenom, Tom McKeon with ESPN. So you've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team, with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
Why should you eat at Paisano's Italian Restaurant? Because you care about quality. Hi, I'm Rick Camuglia. Everything we serve here at Paisano's is made from scratch in our on-premise kitchen. Our sausage and beef lasagna is just one great example. The pasta is fresh, made from whole eggs and Durum semolina flour. We cut and grind fresh pork to make our sweet Italian sausage. We don't buy ground beef, we grind our own to ensure its quality to make our own meatballs. We even shred our own whole milk mozzarella and Parmesan cheeses from the wheel. We make our marinara sauce from the best plum tomatoes, fresh basil, garlic, and olive oil that's available. At Paisano's, we cook like your Italian grandma. Having a special event? Reserve our enclosed climate-controlled patio or let us cater it at your location. Paisano's Italian Restaurant, 1935 Eubank at Indian School. If quality matters to you, it's gotta be Paisano's Italian Restaurant.
Albuquerque's exclusive source for romance, passion, and pleasure. Visit Seductions with three locations. Seductions West Side on Coors, just north of Paseo. Seductions East Side on Wantabo, just south of Candelaria. Or Seductions Uptown at San Mateo and Manal. Open daily. SeductionsOnline.com.
We're chasing turkeys Saturdays in November at Route 66. From 5 to 9, five winners hourly will pluck a prize. It's the $200,000 Turkey Dash for cash, only at Route 66 Casino Hotel.
Rocky Mountain Gun Shows.
The Rocky Mountain Gun Show, November 10th and 11th at the Expo New Mexico. Two semi-truckloads of wholesale ammo with no limit on quantity. Shop our massive selection of firearms, mags, knives, and ammo. Brick of 22 ammo, just $19.95. Free doorbuster prizes for the first 400 people through the door. For discounts and info, visit RockyMountainGunShow.com. It's the Rocky Mountain Gun Show, so you know it'll be good.
Bob Brown here for the brand new El Patron North. El Patron North serves the same award-winning New Mexican food and delicious margaritas as the original El Patron. Only El Patron North now features a delicious breakfast menu with everything from a classic breakfast to huevos rancheros. El Patron North is the perfect place for a quick business meeting or family night out. In a rush, trying to pick up breakfast or lunch for the office? No sweat, they offer a convenient drive-through pickup window for carry-out orders. Try their homemade green chili lasagna, tasty green chili rellenos, fresh fish tacos, and so much more. El Patron North has a full bar with a great happy hour menu and tons of local draft taps with flat screens. El Patron North is located on Wyoming, just north of Paseo. Remember, experience delicious New Mexican food from El Patron North at the convenience of their drive-through pickup window. They cater off-site and can accommodate large group parties at any of their family of restaurants. El Patron North, 797-3311.
Four Wheel Parts, your truck and Jeep accessory superstore, is now hiring mechanics. Four Wheel Parts needs professional, ASE-certified mechanics to meet the increased demand. With 60 years of installing the best off-road equipment and accessories, you can join Team Four Wheel Parts, 92 stores nationwide and the industry leader. Apply in person at 2445 Manal, east of I-25. Four Wheel Parts Albuquerque, 505-883-0338. That's 883-0338. Hashtag Life is Better Off-Road.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Swope of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Four Wheel Parts, and the Unser Racing Museum. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team. Coming up at 9 a.m., we got FM Sports Saturday with Fred Holberg and Marty Watts. 10 a.m., high school show with Scott Galletti and James Yotis. 11 p.m., we're going to join In Progress, Texas A&M versus Auburn. At 5 p.m., we're going to have Northwestern versus Notre Dame. And on Sunday, 11 a.m., Falcons versus Redskins. At 2 p.m., Texans versus the Broncos. All right, so Formula One season, really point season, really wrapped up in Mexico last season with Lewis Hamilton winning his fifth championship. Joining the show now is Thomas McKeon, a producer for SportsCenter, and of course, a longtime Formula One fan. How you doing, Tom?
Hey, David, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, hey, tell us a little bit about the changes there. I know you've been doing a little double duty over at SportsCenter, but now you're working over there. Tell me a little bit about what you got going on.
Yeah, I mean, I was used to working Mike and Mike, so they came to me and said, how do you feel about working about as early hours just on SportsCenter? I said, sure, why not? So I'm over there now doing segments, doing a bunch of different sports. Every morning on the 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. show, so it's been a lot of fun.
Well, that's fantastic. So tell me, is it a big difference? I mean, you're working with a lot of other personalities versus just Golic and Wingo. How different is SportsCenter?
It's nice to be back in the mix only because you're talking to so many contacts in different sports and just keeps it fresh, and you're just really – you know, it never hurts to know people, so I definitely enjoyed being back.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you think of this Hamilton's winning his fifth championship? I mean, is he underrated? I mean, what do we think about him? Can we say greatest of all time? I mean, knowing that Michael Schumacher's out there, I mean, you know.
He's close statistically. There are things that favor him already. He has a better career win percentage than Schumacher did by a couple percentage points. But you look at what is shaping up. The key is he's under contract with Mercedes for the next 2 years. And they're not going to do major changes to the sport until 2021. We always hear about those new engine regulations, how the cars might look. But for the next 2 years, I see it going to be more of the same because there's not a lot of opportunities for other teams to catch up. So you think he wins 10 races a year for the next 2 years, which is not by any means outrageous. He ties Schumacher in wins, wins two more championships in the next 2 years. Why wouldn't he? He ties Schumacher in titles. And so statistically, you'd have him as the greatest ever. I would still probably put him behind Ayrton Senna. Senna's just so, it's just kind of the legend of him is just so untouchable. If you never saw him race, just go back and watch one lap at Donington in the rain on the first lap. That'll show you everything you've ever needed to know about Senna and how good he was.
Yeah, Senna was absolutely phenomenal. But also, we've been watching the progress of Max Verstappen. What are the chances that he could be a disruptor? I mean, he could actually sneak in and get one of those championships or starting taking more victories away from Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah, I think he can if he has the car. I'm not even gonna throw out there, like, I don't think he makes all that many mistakes. I know he gets, you know, he's had a decent amount in the past, but he's been quick and good this year. You could tell how mad he was not getting pole when Ricardo stole it away last time out. His speed is there. There's no question about it. He just needs the car. And every time he wins, you think, maybe this is it. But he teases us like that. But he's still so young. I mean, he's got time. He's going to be a factor in one of these championships coming up. I'd be surprised if it's in the next 2 years. But, hey, give it a little more time. He's certainly one of the fastest guys on the track right now. So he's always at least a factor in a couple races a year. So give it a couple years, and I think he'll be a factor in the title.
One thing that's fascinating about what we do and how we speculate is all of a sudden I realize I'm throwing Verstappen into this picture, and we've still got Sebastian Vettel sitting there driving for Ferrari, and all of a sudden I'm talking about Verstappen being a disruptor when Vettel's got to be chomping at the bit. It's like, hey, how come I'm no longer in this conversation? And you consider about the dominance of Mercedes and what they've been able to accomplish, and say 2 years from now, and we're having this conversation 2020, and now they've won 7 championships. I mean, Mercedes coming, you know, back into this sport just a few years ago, and Hamilton making the choice to join that team and kind of put all of his eggs in that basket. It's a phenomenal story. The whole thing is actually phenomenal.
David, you mentioned that, and that's a really good point. A lot of people forget that about Hamilton. When he made the move to Mercedes back in for the start of the 2013 season, that was not an obvious choice. Mercedes had finished fifth in the standings the year before. McLaren was third. McLaren was way more competitive. And at the time, everyone's thinking, what is he doing, or what does he know that we don't? Clearly, he either knew a lot or had a really good inclination to change teams, because that was the kind of change. You see, like, Michael Schumacher go to Ferrari when Ferrari was down. It's similar to that, where it's a bold move only because you're not guaranteed anything and you had it good where you were. So for him to be able to make that change, like, it's defined his career. I think that's probably the most important thing about his career, is switching to Mercedes and making a really bold call at the time.
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes you got to take risks. I mean, Marcus Ericsson making a move to IndyCar next year to take the seat at Schmidt Peterson Motorsports that was vacated, of course, with the accident with Robert Wickens. Talk a little bit about kind of the animosity that these Formula One drivers have, and a move that, you know, Ericsson would make, or even Ricardo getting out of the seat for Verstappen and trying to go his own way, which maybe we can look back 3-4 years from now and say that's a move similar to Hamilton. I mean, that might be a big stretch, but at the time when Hamilton made it, it was a big stretch. And what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no doubt. It's like, the drivers cite a lot of times, you hear them about how brutal the schedule is, how brutal the season is. I'm not surprised when you see, even though this is the highest level of motorsport, I'm not surprised when you see guys like Alonso or someone else making a move to another series, a new opportunity, and it's just a better position for them because the schedule's not as brutal, the demands aren't as brutal, and it's just, you wonder how much it is worth it to be in Formula One, especially if you're Marcus Ericsson. You're Sauber's not the best team, but Charles Leclerc has really shown some speed in that car this year, and he's run laps around Ericsson. So Ericsson didn't really have much of a future here. Sometimes you just don't have the option. It doesn't sound like he really had a lot of options in Formula One anymore. So why not go to IndyCar? You could do well there. If you have the right setup, Alonso jumps in Indy, leads like 28 or 29 laps in his first Indy 500. Looks like he's a competitor for the win. So you can, I think it's easier, to be competitive in IndyCar when it's just the disparity of teams isn't as great as in F1, where you're just, if you're not in the top three teams, you got no chance.
Yeah. So other than us, you know, diehard, you know, Formula One fans, what would somebody who's maybe kind of a passive fan want to watch for the remainder of the season now that Hamilton's racked it up?
Yeah, I think there's still a lot to see. I want to see more from Max Verstappen. I want to see what he has. I think there's a lot of other things to tune into too. Like this is one of your last chances to see Kimi Raikkonen in a really competitive car. You're also getting Danny Ricciardo. Like, Brazil is always a crazy race.
Yep.
Brazil is super unpredictable. There's a weather that plays a factor a lot of times. I wouldn't be surprised if Red Bull's a factor there. And you're just going to have a lot of driver changes next year. So it's good to see guys like Leclerc in action with Sauber, because he's going to be driving for Ferrari next year. He's going to be helping to decide the championship in some capacity.
Absolutely. Hey, man, I really appreciate you being able to come on live. I know that the schedule hasn't permitted it, but I really appreciate you. It's your first opportunity to jumping on with us this morning.
No problem, bud.
All right. That's Tom McKeon with you can catch him out at ESPN. And, of course, he's a producer for SportsCenter. All right. On the other side, I got an interview I did earlier this week with Denny Hamlin. And that's right. We're going to talk about the contact at Martinsville. And you would be surprised at what I actually asked him and got him to answer in the interview. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hey, race fans. This is NASCAR team owner Coach Joe Gibbs. You're listening to David Swope on New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Our favorite two words at Butterfield's, no charge. I'm Mike.
And I'm Teresa Butterfield. At Butterfield Jewelers, we set your diamond at no charge.
We size your ring at no charge.
We even provide you with a full insurance appraisal at no charge.
And right now, we'll even finance your ring at no charge.
For a limited time only, at Butterfield Jewelers, qualified buyers can get 3 years, 36 months financing, interest-free.
Buy a $5,000 diamond engagement ring for under $150 per month.
Buy those $3,000 diamond earrings you've always wanted for just $89 per month. Whatever you want. Just divide the price by 36, and that's your payment.
Remember, diamond for diamond, we guarantee the best price in New Mexico.
And right now, even the financing is no charge.
36 months, interest-free, right now at Butterfield Jewelers.
Butterfield, we can make diamonds a part of your life.
Butterfield Jewelers. For more, visit ButterfieldJewelers.com.
Santa Ana Star Casino has built a reputation for the friendliest service, the greatest entertainment, and New Mexico's loosest slot. That's what makes us New Mexico's best bet, and we just keep getting better. Santa Ana Star Casino Hotel is now open with over 200 rooms and suites. Be the first to experience New Mexico's newest hotel, complete with the same charm and hospitality that you've come to expect from the Star. Reserve your stay today at the all-new Santa Ana Star Casino Hotel, New Mexico's best bet.
Jacuzzi hot tubs are on sale all this fall at Dream Style Remodeling on Renaissance across from Sam's Club. Premium jacuzzi spas up to 30% off on select models with easy financing. Jacuzzi, the way the world says hot tub, known for the best hydrotherapy. Buy now and get a $1,500 essential accessory package with free delivery. See the selection and huge savings on premium jacuzzi spas. Dream Style Remodeling, 1460 Renaissance across from Sam's Club.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and proud to be your most trusted, locally owned and operated mortgage company. For years, you've heard me encourage you to shop your mortgage around. Well, the CFPB, which is the governing body for all financial institutions, completed a nationwide survey and concluded that 70% of borrowers did not shop their mortgage. And because of this, they overpaid in fees to the tune of $30 billion. The worst part is the survey only looked at fees and not what a higher rate would cost over the life of the mortgage. Never assume your lender is offering you the best deal, and remember that big banks and big internet lenders are the worst offenders, no matter if they mention how highly ranked they are. Don't overpay in fees and don't take a higher rate than what you deserve. Shop around and be sure to include your local trusted lender, Indigo Mortgage. Call 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 188-348.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Four Wheel Parts, and the Unser Racing Museum. Here is David.
Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 1017 The Team. And do I got a treat for you? Joining us right now is Denny Hamlin. How you doing, man?
Doing well.
Well, that's fantastic. Almost got yourself a victory on Sunday at Martinsville. What were you thinking coming out of Turn 4? Do you know there was going to be some contact?
I did. I was trying to get as close to those guys as possible with about 2 to 3 laps to go when I got to second. I saw those guys battling side by side, and I thought, man, I need to get as close to this as possible to try to capitalize if these two guys get into each other. So I was close, just, you know, half a car length too slow. So it was still a great run for us, but obviously we're still searching to try to get that first win of the year.
So you have a lot of success on short tracks. Do you attribute that a lot to, you know, kind of your upbringing and some of your racing earlier in your career?
Yeah, I mean, it's what I grew up doing, and so many other drivers, it's the type of racing that we kind of grew up on. Even if you were racing, you know, dirt or asphalt, it didn't matter. It was a short track. So, it kind of brings us back to kind of our past and what we were comfortable doing when we were younger. And, that track in particular for me is a track that I'd ran, well before I got into the NASCAR Cup ranks. So, I've got a lot of laps there, and it's a track that's always been good to us.
Well, you know, with the change in the chase format and the stage racing, how much has that changed how you approach a season?
Yeah, I mean, it changes quite a bit. You know, with our playoff system, you build kind of collateral through the course of the year by winning races, winning stages, things like that. So I think that it's a good formula. You know, you kind of start over once you get to the playoffs, but it's still winning trumps all. You know, no matter how many bonus points that you accumulate through winning through the regular season, if someone goes out there and wins a race, they still move on to the next round. So it's still winning trumps all type format.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of different changes as well, with even the Roval now becoming a part in the chase. What were your thoughts of your first experience of the Roval?
It's different. It's just such a difficult track to pass on in general. It's just got, you know, that type of racetrack is a challenge because it's not purpose-built for, those types of cars. You know, we were, supposed to be running the oval there. Instead, you kind of make something through the infield that, it's a little bit quirky, but, you know, they had a great finish at the end, you know, luckily with some cautions and things like that, you know, made it pretty exciting. But, you know, if that's what, you know, they want us to run, that we'll certainly do that. But definitely with the new package that's coming next year, fans will like the mile and a half racing certainly a lot better.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of input in NASCAR about what the fans are interested in. As a driver, are you interested in, you know, kind of having the different changes to the tracks, or do you like to kind of run with the, you know, with the same tracks in the same order?
You know, I like mixing up the tracks. I think that's the number one thing that the sport in general could improve on is, you know, moving around to some different venues. And sometimes, you know, when you go to a place continually, you know, once or twice a year, at the same time every single year, it gets stale. And so you gotta, you know, create more excitement. You gotta go to some of these cities that we don't go to create, you know, that type of buzz. So You know, that was the big influx of new tracks was coming in the early 2000s, especially all these mile and a half, and all these cities were excited about it. But eventually, you know, you got to see something different. So I think that, going to different venues is something that, our sport desperately needs to change in the next few years.
Well, and of course, you're gonna roll into Phoenix next weekend, and of course, same track, but different configuration. You're going to be making a lot of changes and upgrades to the track. How much are you going to approach this as a completely different track just by moving the start-finish line?
You know, not much will change about how you drive the racetrack. I think, you know, the biggest thing will be that the fan experience is going to be quite a bit different. I got to, you know, walk through that infield there, and it's just, you know, first class how it's done. The fans get a kind of an up-close and personal view of the garages. You know, everything is brand new inside the infield. You got great new towers, suites, and seats there in turn, I guess it's turns 3 and 4 now. It's just backwards. So it's, they've really done a great job, ISM Raceway, of upgrading their facilities. And, you know, to me, besides, you know, going to a new track, number two on my list would be, you know, upgrading the facilities of the track that we currently go to. And they've stepped up in a big way, and the fans that go there will definitely have a good treat.
Well, and I think Daytona was a great template for changes and improvements that they can make to already, you know, what somebody consider, I mean, the greatest venue in NASCAR. But you mentioned a little bit about the aero changes and the rule changes. I know you participate, with the driver council. I mean, how much involvement really is there, and how much is NASCAR willing to listen to the drivers when they make consideration on changes?
Well, they do listen to the drivers, and they listen to the teams as well. But, you know, they also listen to the fans a lot. And, you know, that can go good and bad. You know,
right.
The fan doesn't always know what is exactly best for them. And sometimes the drivers don't either. But, you know, it's a collective group, and everyone tries to get together to figure out, you know, what's the best move to make for competition and fan experience. And, you know, really over the last 5 to 6 years, I've seen a big change and shift within, you know, the executives of NASCAR, you know, listening to, you know, the stakeholders and trying to, you know, be more collaborative over the changes that they do make.
Yeah, and I did want to ask you a personal question. I mean, with the spin that happened at Martinsville, you've gone 12 seasons, you've had a victory in every season. But if we came down to in California, you were in second, and you had an opportunity to get to somebody's bumper. Would you spin them so you could keep that record to 13?
I'd have to think about it. it's a question you really got to ask yourself. But I don't know. I mean, in the end, what is it really? It's not a true record. It's not, you know.
Right.
It's just a stat. It's a stat. And you know, 20 years from now, nobody will care about any kind of stat like, you know, like
right,
that.
Right, exactly.
Especially about me. So it's just, I don't know. I mean, I try to race everyone as fair as I can. You know, you certainly wouldn't mind moving somebody out of the way. You know, try not to wreck them for sure, but it's a tough balance. But certainly you want to keep something like that alive. It's kind of what you're racing for the rest of the season for us, right? I mean, we've been eliminated from the playoffs. We're trying to keep an active 12-year streak alive. So, even though it may not mean much 15, 20 years from now, it definitely means something now.
Yeah. So do you believe in the code? Race somebody as you want to be raced?
Yeah. I mean, I think that you have to have some sort of code, I guess you could say. You can't just, you know, race out there with reckless abandonment and not expect, you know, to get retaliated. So, I think that, you know, you have to be mindful of that. You got to know who you're racing and how that person has raced you in the past. And you always, you know, if they've given you a tough time, you give them a tough time back. And it's just the way it's always been.
Well, and I really would respect your opinion on this. It does seem to add drama and add value for the fans because now there's Logano's been in this position before. And Truex said that, well, he's not going to win the championship. We remember when Kenseth, you know, made the same and delivered on his promise. I think the fans got to be benefiting from that drama.
Well, certainly. I mean, it can give you some poster material for sure. But I think, you know, with Truex, you know, still in it and still in a good position to move to Homestead with a chance to win the championship. Once they all get there, I doubt it's going to be, you know, those guys battling it out, taking each other out. They're going to want to do everything they can, especially Truex, to try to win the championship. And so, you know, that's kind of what I got out of the interview is that, yeah, look, he's not going to win it because I am. And nobody expects us to, yep. to go far. No one has expected us to even run up front today. And look what we did. So that's kind of what I took out of it. And it sounds like to me, you know, he's obviously very motivated.
You got three races left. What do you look to finalize with those races to mark this season as a success?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's been a tough season as far as wins is concerned. We had a tough summer where, you know, we weren't running quite as good as what we expected or anyone expected. But we sort of turned that around. We've had three top fives in the last four races. And for us, it's getting inside the top 10 in points. I think we're currently 11th. And, you know, when we started this whole deal, you know, five, six races ago, we were 16th. And we've steadily marched our way back up into the points, you know, to 11th. And so we keep building off of these good runs. And so I'd like to get, you know, in the top eight or nine in points and obviously win a race. That's our goal for the next three races.
Fantastic. Hey, appreciate you giving us a little bit of time and wish you luck and safety for the remainder of the season.
Absolutely.
All right. That was Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 FedEx Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. Hey, stay tuned, man. We got a whole lot more going on here on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 FedEx Express Toyota with Joe Gibbs Racing. You are listening to David Slope in the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Max Steak in the Rough is helping the community. If you're part of an organization, church, high school, middle school, sports team, and you're trying to raise funds, Max can help. If you're interested in more information on how Max can help, email alex@frescascompanies.com. alex@frescascompanies.com. Max, true New Mexican flavor.
For 24/7 emergency service for your electrical, plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, call B&D Industries. B&D will do whatever it takes to get the job done right. Locally owned, licensed, and insured. Call today, 299-4464, 299-4464.
Stop by Black Mesa Casino for your chance to roll to riches. Sundays in November at 3, 5, and 7 p.m. It's a chance to win up to $1,200. Hot seat cash drawings are November 10th and 24th from 7 to 10 p.m. with a top prize of $300. Don't miss 3 times points every Friday and 10 times ticket entries on November 3rd and 17th. See the Players Club for full details. Fast cash drawings are November 5th, 13th, 19th, and 27th. Black Mesa Casino, where Albuquerque and Santa Fe meet.
Ah, Sunday. All set up with your favorite cup and your Sunday journal. Seventh Heaven. Actually, only 1/7 of it. You miss a lot not getting the journal daily. In fact, it's much too much to miss. You miss getting that journal subscriber's rewards card with savings that in 1 month can pay for your subscription. Much too much to miss. Like the magazines, Business Outlook, Relish, Homestyle, New Mexico Life, the new TV Now, and others. No daily journal? Much too much to miss. Like the journal's investigative reporting. More awards for it than any state news source. When they say, catch you later, they mean it. Amber alerts? The e-journal gets them, then TV and the others pick them up. Since the 1880s, the Albuquerque Journal has held the pulse of this place. Today, in its trim, fit, on-point coverage of what's around us and who we are, the journal's good for you. Take one daily. Your Albuquerque Journal is much too much to miss. Subscribe at abqjournal.com or call 823-4400.
The Thanksgiving holiday brings many joys and family.
If you need to get away from yours, head on down to the Barley Room for lunch and dinner or even catering. From company lunches and holiday parties to weddings or even a Montanza. Live music, karaoke, college football, and the NFL in HD with a craft beer. Who cares who wins? Give thanks this season at the Barley Room at Eubank in Spain. Your perfect brew is waiting for you. BarleyRoom.com. BarleyRoom.com.
Presbyterian individual and family plans don't just help keep you healthy, they pay you to stay healthy. Only Presbyterian lets you earn points you can redeem for up to $400 a year per adult member on your individual or family plan. Get a flu shot? Points. Complete a personal health assessment? Points. Walk 10,000 steps in a day? Points. Sign up for Presbyterian's individual and family plans and earn rewards. Learn more at phs.org.
This is Darrell Waltrip, three-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Four Wheel Parts, and the Unser Racing Museum. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team. And so we got a liner out of Denny Hamlin from that. And I swear that he remembers that I jinxed him back in 2010 because he was going to win the championship. And then I called him as a winner, so I jinxed him. So I think he got even with me, calling me David Swope. So anyway, I thought that was pretty cool. Great interview with him. Camping World Trucks, last night, Justin Haley punched his ticket, joining teammate Johnny Sauter for the four-man field heading into the Camping World Truck Super Bowl Championship out in Miami a couple weeks. Clint Bowyer went over 200 miles an hour, but Ryan Blaney went a little bit faster to occupy the front row. Brian Blaney will be your pole starter for the race at Texas on Sunday. And, of course, the World of Outlaws got their season finale started with a little preliminary race last night, and the rain tried to ruin it, but a packed crowd of fans from 50 states and 7 countries stuck around to see that. And, of course, if we're going to talk sprint cars, we're going to have to find out where Spencer. Hey, good morning, Spencer. Where are you?
Good morning, David. This morning I'm in Queen Creek, Arizona, at Arizona Speedway for the 51st annual Western World Championship. So a little bit of non-wing sprint car racing, so a little bit different than what's going on over in Charlotte right now. But still, we got some of the best drivers in the world over here. It's USAC racing, some of the best racing going on right now, and last night was just that. It was awesome, man.
Yeah, so I know that things happened on the track. Talk a little bit about the experience you had last night.
Yeah, you know, we had a good practice session on Thursday night, and we were really looking forward to last night, of course, the first of a two-day show. And hot laps went really well, and we feel like we have a good car for this weekend. But in the heat race, unfortunately, they did a little bit of track prep right before we went out, and I didn't have time to switch the setup on over to tighten the car up a little bit, and it was just slimy out there. So I was doing the best I could. I was running about sixth, and then on lap three, I hit a slick spot, got sideways in the middle of three and four in front of the field, and unfortunately collected a fellow New Mexico driver, Michael Finelli, with the two team, and we have two torn up race cars from the New Mexico camp over here. we tried our best to get everything fixed, but it's hard to replace half a car in about 25 minutes, and unfortunately we missed the call for the B main by just about a minute, maybe 2 minutes. So we didn't get back out there last night, but we're going to have everything ready to go tonight, better than ever, and we're going to make this thing good and put it in the A main.
You sound a little tired. Did you guys spend several hours in the evening putting that car back together?
Yeah, it was a late night, Dave. just, it's one of those things, typical dirt track. you know, if everything isn't going perfect, then it's usually going wrong. So, it's a tough deal. It's a tough deal, you know, having a thrash and crash like that. But we're up early this morning. We're going to go over there, get to the track early, get the car right, and make sure that we get this Grammys Kitchen SEH Motorsports number 11W in the show.
Sounds to me like you're going to be looking forward to that extra hour of sleep with the daylight savings time. Wait a minute. You don't have to experience that. You're in Arizona, so do you feel a little cheated that you're not going to get that extra hour?
Yeah, anybody that knows me knows that I really like my sleep, and I'm definitely not a morning person. So losing that hour that I'm never going to have is hurting my feelings quite a bit.
Awesome. Well, let me ask you quickly. I did a great article on the closing of Southern New Mexico Speedway. What's the anticipation? I mean, of course, a lot of memories from there, but the anticipation heading into the opening of Votto?
You know, everybody's really upset about the closing of Southern New Mexico Speedway because it's just such a historical facility. You know, been around forever. That's where my car owner, Truman West, got his first sprint car start. So, you know, as much as everyone's sad about the closing of that, everybody is so excited to get over to the new Votto Speedway Park here next year. They just released a graphic of it, of what it's going to look like, and it's going to be a beautiful facility. I'm going to say that it's going to be one of the nicest dirt tracks in the world. And, you know, I'll hold everyone to that, and I'm just so excited to get down there. It's going to be a nice, fast track, and one that everybody's going to have to come down to and check out.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, also in the latest edition of the New Mexico Motorsports Report, he did a great article on Ross Chastain titled From Watermelons to Winning. As a driver and knows what it's like to handle, I mean, another full-time job, you know, trying to sponsorship, and his chance to actually put his money where his mouth is and get a better ride over at Canassi. What does that mean to you in your career as you're moving forward to see Chastain have that level of success with good equipment?
You know, I think it's just I think it proves to everybody how critical it is for team owners and sponsors to just, you know, give the small guy a chance at least once, because you'd be surprised how well some of these smaller drivers are doing with the equipment that they have. Ross Chastain is a perfect example of it. And there's a lot of dirt track drivers, too, that really do deserve to be in the top levels of motorsports. We just don't have the money to do so. So it's just, I think it's a perfect example of, you know, giving somebody a chance and, you know, of course, someone betting on themselves, too, and betting on their own career, like Ross Chastain did. And I think it's so cool that, you know, the small guy finally gets a win, you know, out there doing something big.
Absolutely. All right, man. How can we follow you this weekend?
Yeah, you can follow me on Facebook. That's at Spencer Hill Racing. And then Twitter and Instagram are the same, Spencer_Hill4. We'll be doing live updates throughout the night. And then you can also watch this weekend's event on SpeedShift TV On Demand.
Awesome. Well, hey, thank you, man. I guess maybe go back, get a couple of minutes sleep, and then try and head out. But, hey, thank you for coming on the show this morning, bud.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you as well. Just want to say hi to everybody back at home and really looking forward to tonight.
All right, man. That was Spencer Hill in this segment of Where's Spencer. We try and catch up with him. He's been at so many different things this season, but definitely check out what he's going on. I want to let you know, of course, coming up next, FM Sports Saturday, Fred Holberg and Marty Watts. 10 a.m., we got the team high school show with Scott Galletti, James Yotis. 11 a.m., Join in Progress, Texas A&M versus Auburn. 5 p.m., Northwestern versus Notre Dame. On Sunday, 11 a.m., Falcons versus Redskins. 2 p.m., Texans versus Broncos. Of course, I want to thank Kelly for coming in this morning and all the editing that she did, and RJ for getting our schedule together. But I also want to remind you, pick up a latest copy of the New Mexico Motorsports Report magazine. There are a lot of great articles, including talking about the support that I feel every week when I come in here to do the show from the Costa brothers. You know, whether it's ABQ Dragway or Jim Costa over at Yearwood. Also a interview I did with Joe Gibbs. It's really great about coaching a driver, you know, basically like Kyle Busch, of course, the comeback kid, is an update on Joshua Jackson. And, of course, Doug Bansal, we had him on here as a Top Fuel motorcycle driver from Edgewood, article called The Silent Assassin. And, of course, going on next week, we've got quite an event going on over at Four Rivers. So a lot of support there. Pick up a copy of the magazine. What a victory. Joey Logano getting it done. And as a driver, watching the race, I hate the phrase rubbing is racing because it's not, but it is a part of racing. The bump and run has been around a long time, and you can say whatever you want to say about it. But when I was watching the race, that's exactly what I would have done. I mean, I would have given up a little bit of position and drove right back in there because, as I've said on this show, if you don't want somebody to get to your bumper, don't let them get to your bumper. So that's basically racing, and that was racing contact. And I look forward to any comments you have. You can send it, go to nmmotorsportsreport.com. You can, send me an email. If you disagree with me, I'll get you on the air next week and we'll talk about it. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Four Wheel Parts, and the Unser Racing Museum, here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week, where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you're into it, we're into it.
Your New Mexico owned and operated station, ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team, KQTM FM, Rio Rancho, Albuquerque.